Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your goodness, your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you for the ability to pray, that we can come before you and talk to you just freely. You love us. You love everyone, Father God. No matter what we do or say, how we act, you love us. And we thank you for revelation knowledge of that to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about the echo of God's love. Let me flip back over here. I was reading something else. Over in 1 Peter chapter 4, and we'll start with verse 8. Again, we'll try, last time we tried to do just verse 8. Let's see what happens. Above all, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins. You know, God loves you. God loves everyone. And when we get that revelation, I was reminded of that recently, that no matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter if it's totally against God, He still loves us. Why? Because He is love. He is love. He is unconditional love, the original language brings out. There are no conditions to His love. And that's the kind of love He wants you and I to reflect and echo so that other people can hear it. And if we're judging people, you know, Matthew 7:1 says, "Judge not that you be not judged." When we're judging someone else, that's not right in God's eyes. We don't have to agree with them. We don't have to condone them and what they're doing or what they're saying, but we got to love them. I used to ask people when I was teaching in Bible studies or in places, large groups, I'd say, after I'd say something kind of hard for them to, you know, grasp maybe, I'd say, "Do you love me?" And a lot of people would say, "Well, yes." And I'd say, "Well, you've got to. It's a commandment. To the believer, it's a commandment to love one another." Oh my, I've gotten totally off where I was going. This is wonderful, just to see God's love and experience it. But we've been talking about righteousness and being righteous conscious. And let me share one more scripture with you over in Romans chapter 6, verse 14. It says in the Passion, "Remember this, sin will not conquer you, for God already has. You are not governed by law, but governed by the reign of the grace of God." See, sin's not conquered us. God has when we allow Him to. Sin, God's already conquered sin through Christ Jesus. So it's up to us to reign over sin. It's up to us to conquer sin and not let it rule over us. And the way we do that is by focusing on love Himself. And what this does is this echoes His love to other people. It shows the world. It shows other believers. It shows people who totally hate God even that, hey, God loves them because we're not letting the world system. We're not conforming to the world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind, according to Romans chapter 12. So I encourage you today to focus on righteousness, not on sin, not on what you've done wrong or how you feel like maybe, you know, "I don't feel close to God," someone may say. You know, "I don't feel like Christians are good people. I don't feel like Christians, you know, really walk in love." Well, let's move the feelings aside. Let's move the feelings totally aside and take our mind, will, and emotions and submit them to God. Jesus is the lover of our soul, the Bible brings out. And if He loves our soulish realm of our mind, will, and emotions, He loves no matter what we say, what we think, what we do. He loves us. He cares for us. He wants you to understand that love, to receive that love, to walk in that love, and to give that love. Praise God. The unconditional love of God is something to be reflected to other people so that they can understand who He really is. And I'm sorry to say, many times as believers, we've not done that. We've judged. We've misspoken. Oh, I have many, many times. Yet God has forgiven me, and we move on. and we become aware of the fact that sin will not have dominion over us, that we will dominate it, and we will walk in His love for others. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.